Welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me, and I wish you a beautiful day ahead. So today we are continuing on with our topic all around stress and how to take a break from it. So when we're needing a break from stress, it can be that we just need a break, like an actual physical break, a day off from work, a day off from our life. We might need a holiday, a weekend away. But for most of us, when we're dealing with stress, we might have the luxury of being able to just say, I'm going to take a week off. And we need to find other ways and simple techniques that we can use on a daily basis to actually give ourselves that break from stress. I thought it was a really good week to cover this topic because I decided I needed to take a week off. I've had a lot going on in my life over the last number of months, and it was really only a couple of weeks ago that I recognised how much stuff had been happening. I've been going through all of that, doing loads of visualisation and meditation and everything. So even though my stress levels seemed to be low, there was quite a lot going on. My reactions to those things were good because I was, you know, building up my resilience. But actually, really, you know, last week I looked and I said, I just feel completely drained and empty. Lots going on in family circumstances, lots going on with my health, lots going on with work, you know, with friendships and things. So just a lot. And often, even though I'm teaching every single day about all these signs and symptoms we need to look at, we can forget to do that. So the first thing I got you to do yesterday was to look at what are your main stressors at the moment and how often you're getting a break from those things. So you might have something that is more consistent in your life, for example, like your work, which is a big one for a lot of people, where there's a lot of pressure going on, or just simply busyness during the day. You might have some family situations, maybe people that are draining you, maybe people you have to care for, have responsibility for within your family, and that creates an element of stress as well. You may have kids and the busyness with that, and that may cause stress. As much as you love them, there can be stress, of course, to do with having kids and the busyness that brings as well. You may be finding your financial life is stressful, your social life isn't where you want it to be in terms of friendships or hobbies or interests, maybe just around your own personal health, things aren't great. But what I want you to do is, and what I was getting into yesterday was to look at the stressors. Today what I want you to do is really take a moment and think through all those main parts of your life and look at them and say, okay, is this exactly where I want things to be? Or are there stresses that I'm not looking at? So sometimes we can go through periods where, like I was saying to you there, my reaction to my stress had been very good, but that didn't mean there was no stress there. And I think that's the thing I was confusing. So like last week or the week before, I said to myself, no, there's been a lot going on. And even though I've been reacting very well, I haven't actually been processing what's been going on and the impact that it's been having on me mentally and more importantly, physically. So when we take stock of where we really are and we really look at it and we really address it, what can happen then is we open up this kind of portal for change. So for me, I've taken this week off. It came at a time where it was the perfect week for me to take off. I planned it a couple of weeks ago. And actually, I have spent a lot of it just enjoying myself and going out, meeting friends. I haven't drank for months. I've been having a good few drinks and things like that. And I'm finding myself more tired than I began because of that. But the rest of the week for me is going to be about decluttering, journaling, meditation, and all of those different things to actually just get my headspace more clear and really to process the stress that's going on. So today it's about that. It's just about looking and saying, what might be stressing me that I haven't really acknowledged? It doesn't mean you're like tearing your hair out. It can just mean that there's stuff going on there that maybe you haven't said to yourself, this is having more of an impact on me, whether it's emotionally, physically, energetically, or whatever. And then what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to look at some very simple steps that you can do to remove yourself from stress on a day-to-day basis, and then things you can do on a longer term. So I wish you a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.